Well, as you know, Thursday was 4th of July, and we went down to Fresno, and on our way, we're listening to NPR, and they were talking about freedom and where we got our freedoms in this nation. We're one of the few nations in this world where our freedom supposedly is dictated by the people, and they're passed on through laws to the government, et cetera, et cetera. That's not necessarily 100% true in this nation, of course. And we have those freedoms as long as they don't infringe on other people's freedoms. That's kind of where the limit of our freedoms are supposed to go. And that's true in the most part. I was thinking about my freedom in Christ when I was thinking about this and how that kind of translates into our life as Christians. In Galatians 5:1, Paul writes, "So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure you stay free and don't get tied up again to the slavery of the law." Now, Paul was addressing some issues in the church, of course, and there was some discussion in the church about, you know, should we obey the law or is that fulfilled and we move on and move forward. So again, he writes in Galatians 5:13-14, "For you've been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself." So if that's really our law of loving your neighbor as yourself, you know, what happens to those other laws? You know, the ones that we're supposed to obey in this country, the ones that were there in the Old Testament, do they go away? Well, not necessarily, because they're still really good guidelines, to be quite honest. You know, don't murder somebody. Well, if you love your neighbor as yourself, of course, that probably wouldn't happen. And Paul goes on to describe what the sinful nature, if we have freedom, true freedom, outside of Christ, what would that look like? "When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealous outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envious, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Now let me tell you again, as I have before," says Paul, "that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God." Well, why not? Because you're not loving your neighbor as yourself. You're satisfying your own desires. But, Paul goes on to say, "the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things." So in my life, I frequently ask myself, if I am truly free, can I do whatever I want? And some people might say, shake their head, no, you can't do whatever you want. You know, well, you can go out and have wild parties. Why would I want to? You can go out and have an affair with somebody. Why would I want to? You can murder somebody. Why would I want to? I am free from those things. I have no desire to do any of those things if I love my neighbor as myself, if I truly love my God. I don't want to do those things. So can I do what I want? What I want to do is to please God. So if I follow that law, the answer would be yes. I'm going to close with this prayer from Paul in Romans. "We pray that you will also be strengthened with all of his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom, his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins." Amen.